Hey, you guys, welcome to Ask Lynn. This is a solo episode. I don't normally do this, but I feel it's appropriate because it's October and I finally got over the transitions of work, which means I don't people with cerebral palsy and people on the autism spectrum don't do well with physical changes in their environment. And when I'm ready, I'll give you a complete update as to why I'm saying that. I'll be ready once I get behind the scenes stuff ready. I mean, let's just put it this way. 2019, my life is going to be a whirlwind. I can tell already, and it's almost the end of 2018, and my life is going to be a whirlwind. So I'm happy that, one, I still have my job, two, that they gave me a flexible schedule. So I'm working every other week, and now I'm trying to get perks, although if one perk doesn't show up, I will try and get another perk out of them. I'm actually trying to get a computer out of them because at one point when I first got the job, 10 days after my mom died, they got me a computer. Well, that was grand and all that they bought me a brand new 2015 MacBook, but someone stole it, and I'm not saying any of the employees of Country Day stole my computer. I am saying because we have to move out of our campus in May, I'm saying that someone obliviously took the computer, and then my colleague goes, I can't find the computer. I asked for it at the beginning of the year. I'm like, hey, have you seen my computer? And so then, long story short, I'm like, yeah, you guys took the computer, now you can't find it. And it's, yeah, that's a long story short. And then, what is this now, 3 years later, I am still trying to get a Mac. And I am still trying to get a Mac. Vocational Rehab gave me a PC that barely works. Dragon, naturally speaking, doesn't work on the PC. And because I have logistical stuff going on in my life right now, preparing for 2019, that it's all in a good way, but basically I'm asking for, if I don't get the computer, I'll ask for health insurance, but because I'm an aide, that may not work, so I'll give you a total update of what I'm talking about when it gets closer. I'll probably give you a update in March of 2019 if I'm allowed to. But basically, right now, I'm over the transition of work. I am over the transition. Okay, it's fall. So basically, for those of you that didn't know why I was a little bit off the plan. That's because I'm going through two huge transitions. Number one, I'm going through a transition at work, which I shouldn't call a transition because now I'm the project assistant, which we need to come up with a cooler name for that. But I'm happy that I'm the project assistant because, quite frankly, CP and teaching got burnt out. Quite frankly, I was burnt out from the teaching. Sorry about that, you guys. My headphone just died on me. So, quite frankly, I was burnt out from teaching. So now they give me projects to do, and my first project, like I told you guys previously, I was I was reading Wonder, and then my boss came in, my big boss came in, and completely ruined my reading hour, honestly, and gave me more projects to work on, because with every other teacher in the classroom and with the head of lower school being in and out of the classroom / managing the lower school, she's not going to be able to do it. So they need me to be the helping hand. And I said to them, I'm happy to be the helping hand. I just don't want to bring lunch home with me. So I'm finally over that transition. I finally have a flexible enough schedule where they allow me to take every other Friday off. So that helps, and I'm a full-time patient of CP. You guys know that by now, ataxia, spastic cerebral palsy, and that's why I have a bad back, bad hips, bad knees, and eventually I will need either a hip replacement or a knee replacement, probably a knee replacement first. So that is on the horizon. I mean, you guys have never heard me talk about a knee replacement before, but I can tell it will be my kneecap that will, my knee that will completely give out, not my hip, because they've been de-rotated over the years, and it won't mean my back either, because my back is completely fused. So the next thing to go is my knee. Knee, I said. So bad knee, I will need a hip replacement. And so a knee replacement, and then eventually a hip replacement, which I don't think that is going to be a short on the horizon thing. But I'm no spring chicken anymore. I'm out of my 20s, as you guys know. And in my 20s. I had the tragic loss of losing my mom, which, yeah, that helps. So that didn't help. That didn't help CP. So I try to stay active to the best of my abilities. Right now, as I'm recording this podcast on a fall Sunday afternoon, the skies look like they're going to open up and rain. So there goes the end of my e-biking season, which hopefully not. But I hope that I hope that it's not looking like a knee replacement anytime soon because they there's only so much they can do with a knee replacement. But I have been thinking about that. I have been thinking about that, and if it is, if I need to get one, I need to get one. So I just want to tell you guys, I'm back on the planet. You're loved. You know that. I love you, and everyone loves me, and I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Oh, and here's the other thing I wanted to tell you. Because my school is ultra expensive, although it's a great program, the Academy of Arts is a great program. I'm still paying that off, not necessarily a student loan, but I'm making down payments on my program with help. And so if anyone wants to, I'm putting this out to the universe, if anyone wants to help me get a scholarship, yes, I said scholarship, and yes, or they can just pay for the dang thing, which I don't think you guys are going to do, but if you guys know of any brilliant ways to get scholarships, please let me know, because I have to do that this week, which going back to school, going to school is not the cheapest thing in the world, and I was a lucky duck that went to private school and now is going to a private art university for my second degree, and I love it, but it's expensive. But I'm going to do it. I'm not giving up on my program. I'm going to save money by not getting the iPhone 10, even though I really, really want the iPhone 10, and my girlfriend has it. My girlfriend has the iPhone 10. Yes, my assistant has a better cell phone than I do. And so, but as I said to her, Face ID, and I don't have a broken cell phone. If I had a broken cell phone, that would be a different story. And because the iPhone is $1,000 now, even though I'm eligible for upgrade, I'm not going to do it. Hopefully my phone can last me at least until next year, or what I'll probably do and definitely do is skip upgrade cycle with these iPhones and wait until the next latest and greatest iPhone. So then my girlfriend can be jealous. I'm saving my upgrade, let's say, to iPhone 11 and iPhone 12. I mean, at this point, it will be iPhone 11 and iPhone 12. So I'm saving my upgrade fee to iPhone 11 and iPhone 12, and I'm putting that out to the universe, that I am going to save the fees and get myself all organized in my life, and then the cell phone will be the last thing that comes into my life, because as long as you have a working cell phone, you I don't need the latest and greatest toy. I need the latest and greatest Mac more, or I can just get a new PC and deal with it. But right now I have a computer, but it doesn't really help. It doesn't really work. So I will get a new Mac eventually, but the iPhone will just have to wait until I get out of school, which eventually I'm going to land up with my master's in fine arts, and here I thought I was going to land up with my master's in education, not realizing I was going to land up with my master's in fine arts, with an emphasis in creative writing. So there we go. There's a journey for you. And so I'll give you more of a date. Probably I'll be doing these updates, these solo episodes on Sundays, because you guys need to hear more from me. And if you guys want to check out my books, you can go to books2read.com or just check me out on Amazon. Check me out on Audible, my books on audio tape for those of you that like audio. And please, please, please support me as I finish up this associate's degree in fashion journalism. Oh my God, I just said finish up because I'm in the middle of winter semester, which I'm taking 4 classes. Oh my God. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. I never thought I would say that. And so I, please, 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 and if you can help me find the scholarship, that would be wonderful. So that would be wonderful. Or if you guys want to help me by paying for my education, anonymously, I can... anonymously, there we go. I'm sounding like Donald Trump. And so, anonymously. And so, you guys can talk to me about that too. But I hope you enjoy this solo cast. And let's keep this podcast going. My guest canceled on me this week because she's in education. Goes, what do you do when you get back to school? You get sick. So that's her excuse for not coming on my podcast. But she is a really interesting person, and her name is Alexa, and she's eventually coming on my podcast to talk about healthy eating and being gluten-free, which I want to ask her. How did she do that in the cafeteria? I want to ask her that. So, yeah. So, here we go. Welcome to Monday, October 8th. And I hope you guys enjoy the solo cast. And bye, guys.